right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Big thank you to Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Hopefully, if you get on the Facebook page for our outdoor show, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, or the Twitter feed, I see some pictures of Bobby and I out the a couple weekends ago. Took him offshore. It was a lot of fun to get back and get out on the water with Bobby. All right, a couple things coming up this hour. We'll talk to Rob Holbert from LandYap coming up in just a little bit. Also, want to get into a toll discussion and the meeting going on tonight with the Common Sense Campaign. We'll do that. Before that, though, let me story that I think this was published, I know yesterday, maybe the day before. Why doesn't it not? Okay, yeah, August 13th, so 2 days ago. Story out from Lauren Specker over at AL.com. The Mobile County Commission has moved to accept a $4.4 million state grant that will fund the purchase of about 165 acres on the western shore of Mobile Bay. I think I got an idea of where this is. This could be really good. You know, we've talked about the access issues for the water in Mobile County. Of course, Dolphin Island, my favorite place, great access. But, you know, the rest of the county, kind of tough to have so much water and not to have more public access. The commission voted on Monday to accept the grant, which consists of money from the oil and natural gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico. That's GOMESA, by the way, that we'll enter in our discussion about tolls as well, directing revenue to Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. Alabama, in turn, has assigned a portion of the money to fund specific land purchase being pursued by the county. The county commission said it won't provide specifics on the property until the purchase agreement is finalized. However, a statement from the commission said the purchase will serve a larger goal of, quote, providing increased water access to area residents, end quote. County Commission President Jerry Carl says the state sees this property as important to preserve, and it's entrusting us to purchase it and be caretakers. No county money is being used, and we are very fortunate the state sees the value in preserving this land and providing shoreline access for the citizens of Mobile County. We will be good stewards. And by the way, it's exciting news. I think it's a good thing to have some more access to the water on this side. In recent months, Mobile County has purchased a park on the Escatapa River and a small boat launch on Fowl River, at least some of which was paid for by GOMESA funds. It's also developing plans for a countywide blue way for small crafts such as kayaks and canoes. That project's being funded by Restore Act money, which comes from penalties paid in the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Have a feeling. I guess it won't mess it up if I say, as my guess, you know, this is probably because I was wondering if this was there's two places it could be. You would wonder if it would be the area there that we've talked about with Rob Holbert before at Brookley, but I don't think so. I think this is going to be, down around Fowl River. So keep your eyes on the story. That's good news. Hopefully we'll have something official to release soon on that. Also, speaking of GOMESA money, of course, that's part of some of the ideas on how you can do something different than the toll plan and bridge plan that's offered as of now. Okay, because right now one of my frustrations with what's being offered by ALDOT is we're offered either, and I think John Cooper, director of ALDOT, said it the other day, either you're all in for tolls and the bridge or you're anti-bridge. And I think that takes away any of us that are in the mode of, hey, we're supporting the bridge, but what about the tolls? We're not on board with the tolls. So GOMESA money, and I think we'll hear some more on this from AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne and others at tonight's meeting, but GOMESA money that's coming in from oil and natural gas leases, that money that comes into Alabama, or possibly the trust fund money, could be used to finance this bridge project through the state. So, in other words, the money that now in the plan is coming from a private concessionaire, what if the state used that income stream to bond out the money? Then you would still need to pay interest because you want to make sure the money comes back into the state. I know it sounds silly for the state to pay itself interest, but to some degree, you want to make sure the money that comes back into that fund as the years roll on has the same value as it did on the day you took it out. So you could charge a small interest rate to make sure that stays standard, but nowhere near what would be charged by a private company risking capital. And in doing that, you take away the toll feature, right? Or at least heavily reduce it. Also, the scope of this project. Do we need to do all the things that are lined out in the current I-10 bridge and Bayway project? And so this is some of the stuff that I think will be discussed tonight at the meeting at the Five River Center that goes from 6 to 8 tonight, put on by the Common Sense Campaign. And they said in reading through a memo from Common Sense Campaign, they said, let's see, this is not a complaint fest. Okay? And I think that's worth taking in. Don't, it says, this is not a complaint fest, so please send your complaints to Governor Ivey, not us tonight. And they give Governor Ivey's number. Because, and that's good, because if everybody just comes in and says how mad they are about it, or they hate it, you're not actually accomplishing anything. So what they're going to do tonight is they're going to give you a 3x5 card that you fill out with your ideas on how to improve the bridge plan or how badly you'll be financially impacted by the toll. They're going to screen the cards before the program and then call the individuals up to the microphone where you'll have 3 minutes to deliver your comments. They'll have a timekeeper who's going to warn you when you have 30 seconds left. And after that, that big hook comes out off the side of the stage and, well, they didn't write that. It pulls you off. But tonight is the ideas. What we do on this show so often, right? People have different ideas, different perspectives, how maybe to save money, reduce toll, eliminate toll, make the traffic move without spending so much money. Those kind of ideas are what's going to be part of the discussion tonight. So that is 6 to 8 tonight. I have a feeling that politicos aplenty will be there. As I know, everybody that is running in the Senate race, Senate 2020 or AL1, that has an R behind their name, they've all, I think they, I don't know there's anybody who has not been on the record opposing the tolls. So I think a lot of those folks will be there as well. So once again, that's from 6 to 8 tonight at the Five River Center, which is on the causeway. I mean, you can Google it. It's the state, really a neat place. If you've never been there before, go there early and look at the Natural History Museum for the state of Alabama. It's neat. And then I think the event's probably going to be the far right hand or the easternmost building there at the Five River Center. It's in, I guess it's in Spanish Fort city limits, but so it's on the eastern end of the causeway over there. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, like I said, Rob Hulbert's going to join us shortly. We'll talk with him. Our phone number, our text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Started thinking about this the other day. I've been telling you all summer, hey, while the kids were home for summer, you know, getting their labor, helping identify the junk in your house, and then getting Trey Bennett and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to come out, but maybe the kids were the impediment to that. And now that the kids are back in school, use this time to get rid of the junk when they're not looking. And then call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go on their website, book that appointment time, and have the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK come by and pick up that junk. It could be junk inside the house, outside the house. They also do work at your office, your shop, storage unit. If you got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 816, we're coming right back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, I'm Sean. Dalton's out for the rest of the hour. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Rob Hulbert joins us shortly. And, of course, love to hear from you at 343-0106. Once again, that meeting tonight, starting at 6, going to 8 at the Five Rivers Center to talk about the toll. Ideas, not just complaint fest, ideas on what to do, you know, I've said this for the longest time. We don't see choice B and choice C, right? We don't see, we're offered choice A, or like I've said in the past, it's like if you're looking at health insurance, they have the gold plan, then they have the silver and the bronze plan. It's like the gold plan is the only one that we're offered, that it's either your four tolls and the full build exactly like they described, or you must be against the bridge. I mean, it's patently inaccurate. There are people, plenty of people, I think, I'm counting myself as one of them, that are proponents of the idea of a bridge, but want to challenge this idea how we're paying for it. And wondering things like whether you could do some of the financing through the state, bonding it through the state, and also, isn't it worth, you know, Governor Ivey in her op-ed the other day, end of last week, basically said the fact that the project has been going on for 25 years, which I think it's actually 22 years or something if we're going to get accurate, but because it's been going on for a quarter century, therefore you can't wait one more year. Isn't that, isn't that almost contrary? In the fact that it has been going on for 25 years or 22 years or whatever, isn't that the reason that you could say, man, if we wait one more year before signing on with something just to see President Trump is reelected? Also, as I mentioned yesterday, if we have a if that inverted yield curve yesterday is the harbinger of a recession 22 months out, you know, they've in the last seven recessions, I think, had that same, there was an inverted yield curve 22 months out before the recession. If that's the and this and the federal government's going to try to avert that, they're going to try to artificially manipulate the market to avert that, then one of the ways they could absolutely do that is through a huge infrastructure spending plan. Now, the size of government continues to grow. I don't like that, but that's the way the game's played right now. So if it is, we're going to grow government, and they're going to look for Keynesian methods here to move the economy, then a huge infrastructure plan in all the 50 states would be something that I imagine you could get bipartisan agreement on. So if all of a sudden, not only do we have the push that the president has talked about for an infrastructure plan, and remember, in history, one of the very few things that brings Democrats and Republicans together across the aisle is infrastructure spending. That's one of the things that you usually get some bipartisan support on, a lot of bipartisan support. So if you're gauging, if you're looking forward right now to the 2020 election, looking forward to whether President Trump gets reelected, then on top of that, in the short term, will the United States do some additional infrastructure spending in an attempt to buoy the economy, prevent a recession down the road? Wouldn't it be wise to sit back and wait and see, just for a year's time, or not even a whole year, to see if there's more federal money? Because once you sign this deal, and I know there, we've talked about there's a clawback and a restructure, but I've seen enough in government to know that once the deal is set, it's going to be really hard to undo it. So why not wait the additional year? Why not see what money comes available from the feds, if it's more? And also at the same time, look at the scope of the project. Is there a silver plan? Is there a bronze plan version of this? It could cost less. See if that's possible, where you could shave here and there. And at the same time, see about the state bonding the money that goes into this. So it's, you know, I think it's for the governor to say, we've waited this long, so we can't wait another year. I would take the fact that we've waited this long, and I see it completely differently. For that reason, it's not that big a deal if we wait an additional year to start this project. All right, we'll take some calls here at 343-0106. Also, text coming in at 343-0106. Bill in Baldwin County will be first up. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, I just want to talk about the federal funds and so forth, but and we're riding our state officials pretty hard about what's going on here, and I really think, you know, they worked hard. They're trying to do a good job. I think they're, you know, they're trying to do what they think is best. There's no doubt about that. I think they're misguided with this whole toll thing. But I really think what we need to turn the volume up on is, why aren't the feds stepping up with this money to build this bridge? Now, this thing should be funded. This is federal interstate. It should be like 90% federal funded.
Well, remember, it started at 80-20. When we first started, we were talking about this 10 years ago. It was going to be 80% federal, 20% local.
Yeah, I really think it's supposed to be 90% for interstate. But anyway, yes. But I think we need to turn up the volume on our federal officials. You know, why they're not stepping up to the plate with this. This is not a Mobile problem. It's not a Mobile County or Baldwin County problem. It's a national problem. It's Los Angeles to Jacksonville, Florida. It's a state of Florida problem. Look at all the tourists that come into the state of Florida through this route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's their concern. But that's, we need the feds to step up with this. And I think maybe our director has gotten a little emotionally invested. you know, in this toll idea. I think they thought it was a good idea, but now that they pushed it so hard, it's kind of hard for them to back off.
Yeah, but, you think it's like a don't lose face kind of thing, Bill, where even if even if there's a good idea, they don't want to admit that they weren't right?
Right. But I think we need to turn the volume up on that federal part for sure.
There we go. Bill, I appreciate the call. And I think, you know, there's not going to be, unless there's a big bipartisan move to avoid recession, you're not going to see the Democrats play ball on infrastructure right now because they don't want to give President Trump a win in election year. But if he does win re-election, come January, he's going to say, hey, y'all got four more years with me. And I really do think at that point, you'll see more movement on infrastructure spending around the country. Something the president campaigned on, he wants, and it's something the Democrats don't mind doing something in a bipartisan fashion on. Mike's in Daphne up next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, look, man, I had sales in Gulf Shores promotional advertising, and when the oil spill came through, I lost a lot of business. I filled out 100 forms, never got a dime from the oil and gas BP money, and I'm wondering what the state's doing with their money.
They use it to balance the budget. They use it to balance the stinking budget.
Somewhere, and they're not coming off with it.
But no, the state used it to balance the budget. Remember, the state, this is what's so frustrating about Alabama and talking about, well, conservative state, this, that, and the other. For like 3 years in a row, the state was saved in the nick of time by either a federal largesse and bailout through BP money or taking money from the trust fund. We couldn't budget properly in the past, even with the, and appreciate the call, even with the reduction in the size of government, the right sizing and all that, couldn't afford ourselves. No, they raided our share of the BP money to balance the rest of the state's budget. It's how that went down. The idea that we can't do this any other way is frustrating to me that I don't, well, here's it. I don't feel we've discussed it fully. I feel like the idea of the toll, and, you know, maybe as Bill said earlier, it's saving face for those that put this together. Whatever it is, they need to come off of it, and let's make sure we've had a full discussion, and maybe there's some out there that'll say, we have, we've already done all that. Well, show it to the people that you've had a full discussion of reducing the scope of this, if you can, to bring down the price. At the same time, looking at other mechanisms for the state to be able to bond this instead of the... Because, listen, I understand. I mean, if I'm part of a private money invested in this, I want the best return on my money possible. But in the world of roadways, the way you get things, you know, done usually is through government funding. I know that has started to change out there with these P3s. But if you could get it funded through the state, the rate of interest obviously is going to be less just to be equivalent, let the money not lose value. So you've got that part, you got a reduction part in this. Maybe you have something that has no toll or has a highly, highly reduced toll. And if we can't wait another year to look at those factors, I think we're rushing into something. And I say, hold up, don't rush. Do y'all like to be rushed in any kind of deal that you're getting in that's going to be big money? I don't think the state should either.
She's pretty as a daisy. But look, I mean, she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin. Poison.
Okay, that's uncalled for. That is, what are y'all doing? Called for. 836 FM Talk 106.5 and it's Mobile Mornings. It's also Thursday. That means we check in with our buddy Rob Holbert from Lanyap and check out what's happening on a Thursday. Hey, man.
What's that all about, Sean?
I don't know. I think they're trying to make
a... Coasters taking over the station. What's going on?
It's never a bad time to listen to the Coasters, but all I did is said, hey, Rob's joining us in a second, and we're talking about his Damn the Torpedo column, Damn the Torpedoes column. Ivy's toll take shouldn't have been a surprise. And next thing I hear... is Poison Ivy from the Coasters. It is unacceptable, y'all. We're going to have a meeting right after
that's
the show.
Rude.
It is rude.
Rude.
It's uncalled for. Hey, Rob.
Y'all doing well this morning?
Man, we're making it. I want to get a take on this. So the toll take from the governor shouldn't have been a surprise. Why shouldn't it have been a surprise?
Well, it should have been something we all talked about months ago during the election.
But it didn't come up during the election.
No, it didn't. It didn't come up during the election because she wouldn't talk to us about it. You know, and she wouldn't talk. And this is where, you know, I know that there will be people say, oh, you know, here we go again, the tired old saw about why there were no debates and why they wouldn't speak to the media. But this is in a nutshell, this is what it is. This is the type of stuff you see, you know, that would have been, I mean, we definitely would have asked these questions if we were going to be able to have an interview with the governor. And we were told we were going to get an interview with the governor, but we're not allowed to have one. And, you know, these are the types of things that people should know about going into it. You know, that, you know, her opponent, Walt Maddox, put up all sorts of information on his website, including that he was going to increase taxes on gas, same thing Ivy did. And he said that this bridge would be paid for out of those taxes. That's the answer he gave us. But we were never allowed to talk to her about this stuff. And so now people are shocked that she's, you know, on the toll team, I guess. And you know, that's a sad thing that we have to, you kind of buy a pig and a poke in that way.
Well, okay. So you talk about, in your column, of course, you point out, you said, whoever wrote the governor's op-ed, I'll leave it there, which could have been her, trying to structure a reasonable case for a toll. You know, and I I wanted to go through these different points with you, but one of them that I've been hung up on just was, as we went in the bottom of the hour news break, is this attitude that we need to do this now because the project has been going on so long. Maybe I just look at the world differently, but the fact that it's been two decades in the making is all the reason more that if we want to wait a year to see if there's more federal funding or something, it is, as a percentage of the total time, it's nothing. It's nothing to wait to see if there's a better way to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we've already let it become an issue, and you know, I've talked to specialists, people who work in this business, and people involved in this, who are involved in this project, have told me flat out it'll be 10 years before a bridge is finished from right. when it starts.
So what does it matter? I mean, what is a year to see if there could be a new federal infrastructure program and maybe a few more dollars coming in to reduce the amount that the state would be on for? Why wouldn't we
know.
Do that?
You know, I think, to me, Sean, the big point, and this is the point that the governor, I think the governor and our leadership in Washington should be making a massive point over this, is that the toll that is set, if there must be a toll, the toll that is set is primarily is going to be, you know, set because of the profit margin of the people who are putting their money into it.
Right.
And that profit margin is going to be 500%, 600%, 700%.
Don't listen to
that. Oh, well, that's 50 years, you know, they deserve a kind of... No, I mean, you buy a house for a 30-year mortgage, you don't pay... At the end of that 30-year mortgage, you didn't pay 500% of the closing costs or 600%. We're buying... I mean, you know, the only people who get these kinds of interest rates are people who buy spinner rims, I think. That's about it.
But this is... Okay, I thought that, yeah, somewhat of the... You look at the state has moved several times to try to ban payday loan rates, right?
Right.
Try to limit and cap payday loan rates.
Yeah.
But we're signing on to pay maybe beyond the level that would even be charged by any payday loan place.
I mean, that's what we are getting the worst interest rate. I mean, look at this in this way, is we are borrowing money to build this bridge from a third party. And we are getting the worst interest rate you've ever seen in your life. And that's the part to me that is just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, if you come back at the end of the day and say, look, we did our due diligence, and the best we can do is, you know, it's going to be a $2 toll or whatever it is, then that's fine if you can come up and show us that you've done that. But when you come in and say, we're going to give this entity, a third party, this massive, you know, payday on this thing, they're going to make... I mean, you just do the simple math on it. It's billions and billions of dollars on a loan, essentially. It's what it is a loan to build this bridge. And, you know, and the governor says, well, I'm going along with that. I'm with that. Everybody, you know, that's the part to me that where we really need to be focused on why we're doing things this way. I think the state should take out the bond.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Take the bond out.
And you know, you've been saying that, I've been saying that for months and months, and it's like you just get a no, this is the way it's going to be. And you talk about the right. op-ed from the governor, basically, you know, take your medicine and be quiet. I would like to hear if there's some reason that idea is completely unworkable, either bonding through GOMESA or the trust fund or something like that, have, whether it's the governor or Director Cooper or somebody else with the state, somebody come out and say, all right, here are the numbers. Here's why we can't do it. That conversation isn't happening.
No, well, we've asked about it, and you just get this wave of a hand. We can't afford to do that. We're not going to do that. And, you know, you're going to tell me the state of Alabama can't bond $2 billion or, you know, whatever is necessary in this case. We're, at the end of the day, we're saying we're willing to let somebody come in here and take $8, $10 billion from us over this course of this time that it's out. You know, and not on top of that, you know, we have no idea if they'll even retire it at the end of that. That's the other thing. We don't have... You know, I mean, there's just
a 55-year. Well, I think it's a 55-year sunset on it, right? I mean, that's the bits and pieces I've gleaned.
But who knows? You know, I mean, they said the same thing over in Florida with the turnpikes, and they're still paying for those, and you know, they're paying for new bridges with them. That's what they're doing. So, new roads. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, these things. it seems to me like the best option, if we must have a toll, is to have the state do it, and then it just be a pure subsistence payment. You know, just this is, it's going to pay off the loan. That's it. There's no frills, nothing else. That's all it's paying.
Hey, just joining us, talking to Rob Hulbert with Land Yap, and you can check out the column "Damn the Torpedoes" in the new edition of Land Yap. Ivy's toll take shouldn't have been a surprise, but here's the, I think there's a lot of people out there that feel that this ship has sailed. That, you know, and I keep saying I think it hasn't. The politicos I talk to say it hasn't. It's closed. It's close to, but it hasn't sailed. But you get this idea with that kind of flippant response from the governor's office. That it is like the meeting coming up October 7th is going to be, I'm not saying it is, but it seems like it's going to be kabuki theater. They're going to go through the motions to say they did it.
Well, when the governor sends out an op-ed saying I'm in favor of tolls, you know, a month ahead of time, then yes, it is kabuki theater. There's nothing, there's no reason to have it. She's basically just giving cover to Aldott. That's all it is. And I don't, you know, so what you have with, in this situation is, you know, when is the governor, has she gone to D.C. and really, you know, pushed for this? Has she gone, has she convened all the people in the state and said, we've got to, you know, we got to do something about this? I mean, she hasn't. As far as I know, we just said, well, that's tough luck. It's the way it is. And we're just going to do the best we can. And, you know, I mean, I've expressed before that I think that this, you know, as I call her in my column, basically a sock puppet governor. She's, you know, she doesn't have, there's nothing really there. She's just there to sign some bills and do some things. And I mean, I think if you look at it, you know, people who voted straight ticket, you know, did they get what they wanted? Did they get, you know, I think you really, I hope this is an example of, in the future, why we need to have a more thorough vetting and discussions. And I don't care if you're 30 points ahead in the polls, you really ought to be forced to come in and have to say, you know, talk to people and talk about what you're going to do.
Yeah, Rob, another part of this is you mentioned the gubernatorial cycle. I got a feeling there's a tell here, and of course I hear the same birds whispering in my ear out of Montgomery that you probably do, that she isn't running again. The Governor Ivy is not going to run again, so she really doesn't care.
No, I'm sure. You know, I don't. You know,
that's not a good thing. That's not a good position.
I mean, it's not exactly like she's the most energetic governor I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that's coming after Bentley. I mean, his energy was pretty much saved for one thing.
Yeah, it was misplaced.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, so I don't, I don't really see what it is that we're getting out of her. I don't know why she would run again.
So, I mean, with that, it doesn't, there are not handles on this. In other words, there's nowhere to go. It seems like unless our local contingent can get enough people from around the state to get on board to apply pressure that, hey, coming up, you know, in session this year, Governor, we got all these people that are going to oppose you, you know, whether it's moving through with that constitutional amendment to ban tolls on federal roads or something else to make it inconvenient for the governor on some other item that she is interested in.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. You know, you wonder, would the people in the other parts of the state look at this and say, geez, we better do something or this could happen to us? Or do they look at it and say, who cares because it's happening to South Alabama and it's never going to happen to us because we have the numbers up here? And, you know, that seems, the latter of those seem to be, you know, the situation. Nobody seems all that fired up about it, thinking about the possibilities that next time they have to have something happen, that, you know, we could throw a toll on it. The facts of it is, are that, you know, this is a federal road. It's the federal government's road. There are federal mandates that are causing it to be so expensive. I personally feel like the federal government should pay for it. It's their road. And, you know, they're the ones that say you have to raise the Bayway X amount and do these things that has caused it to be a $2 billion project. And so, but, you know, instead we're going to get slapped with a toll because we just don't have the political clout and we don't have anybody that's really pushing against it very hard.
There he is. Rob Hulbert with Land Yap. New issue out on the streets now. We're talking football, huh?
We got football players. We got football players on both sides of the bay on the cover. Yes, high school football. Randy Kennedy did a great job of going through and writing about the upcoming season here from on both sides of the bay. It's good stuff.
Tell us where to pick up the new copy of Land Yap.
You can check us out at 1,500 different locations, Mobile, Baldwin County, in our beautiful purple boxes and those still hideous pink boxes that are still out there somewhere. You can also go online at landyapmobile.com and sign up there and become a member, and you can read us all week long and all of the breaking news as well.
Good stuff, Rob. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. There's Rob Hulbert with Lanyap checking in, and we're coming to your phones, phone calls when we get back, and text at 343-0106. And probably want to go ahead and dial that number too, because I've got a pair of tickets to the Sunday, September 1st show for Widespread Panic at the Pensacola Bay Center. That is the second night of the two nights of, you've got Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st. This pair of tickets is for Sunday, September 1st, Widespread Panic, Pensacola Bay Center, caller number 6 at 343-0106. The tickets are yours. Good luck.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows.
What did I just say about playing this song?
She'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
I mean, come on. The governor won't come on my show anymore if he... Oh, yeah, she has never been on the show.
Late at night while you're sleeping for
you cannot keep playing Poison Ivy. We'll report y'all to the state. There's somewhere to report you. All right, 854 FM Talk 106.5. Congratulations, Bob Campbell. Just picked up a pair of tickets to go check out the Sunday night of the two-night stand for Widespread Panic at the Pensacola Bay Center. That's Sunday, September 1st. Tickets on sale through the Pensacola Bay Center. And you have another chance to win some tickets coming up tomorrow right here at FM Talk 106.5. That show August 31st and September 1st. All right, to the phones we go at 343-0106. And Mike in Point Clear, first up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, by the way, Poison Ivy's hilarious. He's never going to come on your show.
I'm so mad at the staff here. Keeps playing. They keep playing Poison Ivy when I've warned them.
You know, this whole bridge financing sounds like a... Sounds like a bridge / timeshare condo where you never know when you're going to quit paying for it.
Listen, if you come in, if you come in and listen to our pitch, we'll give you a trinket or two from the state, the state gift shop, and then you'll be on paying for the bridge.
There you go. Well, I wanted to make sure that maybe Trip Pittman was going to be there tonight to.
I don't know if he is or not. I need to text him here
somebody,
and see.
Somebody needs to offer. That being part of the solution, because that was a great idea.
Yeah, remind folks that didn't hear, that was on Midday Mobile. He was on and talked about kind of how you would straighten out that curve into the tunnel.
Right, as being part of the whole thing. And then also that would benefit the new development for the...
Civic Center.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant. I think it's
a really great idea. And by the way, before you cut me off or whatever, that was a fabulous interview with the guys crossing the Atlantic yesterday.
Hey, thank you, man. That's Bryant Knight. So he's
very
from Mobile.
Compelling.
Yeah, y'all go look, and what Mike's talking about is Fight or Die, OAR, Fight or Die. The crew that rode across, the veterans that rode across the Atlantic last year, and now they got a brand new team. They said they expect them to be faster because all these guys are younger. He said the whole crew, the two Marines, the soldier, and the Submariner are all in their 30s. So they're expecting faster times out of this year's team. So there we go. Mike, thank you, man.
All right, bye.
But let's go to. Let's go to Bo in Mobile next. Hey, Bo.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Morning.
I think there's some back rooms. Shady, you rub my shoulder, I rub your shoulder. We're going to get this thing through no matter what. Screw the people. And there's going to be some money bags dropped off after everything's said and done. I promise you that's what's happening. And that's why they're not listening to nothing else that we have to say or any suggestions that we have. They've already got their mind made up with the dollar signs all through their heads up there. So I don't know what else to think about it other than we got socked with the gas tax without any vote for us, no say so for the people paying it. And now this.
Yep.
I just think there's some shady Southern ways going on up there like it used to be. And it probably still ain't never stopped. So y'all have a great day, Sean. Love listening to you, buddy.
Thank you, Bo. Appreciate the call. There's something. Now, I will often be one that is slow to say what it is because I've been doing this long enough to realize maybe the first thing you think is not always the case. But there is something to the fact that there's a this ship has sailed attitude coming out of the executive branch. And I hope, I mean, I would hope, and I want everybody to go to the meeting who can on October 7th in Montgomery with the toll authority. I want everybody to go. So I don't, when I say this, I'm saying this out of a desire to offer what I think is accurate, not to dissuade. I want you to go to the meeting. But like I said to Rob, I wonder if this is so much Kabuki theater. If it's so much of they'll go, okay, fine, I'll tell you what. We spoke to the state delegation from down there, and then we'll have this thing on October 7th, and then we'll let the people get up and talk, and then we'll go, you know, we'll just serve our time doing that, and we'll go right back to the plan as is. And this idea coming out, point this out. If you hear this come out, you push back against this idea that if you're not for the $6 toll, or which is, by the way, $9 with the administrative fee, if you're not for that toll, then you're anti-bridge. They're trying to paint that argument, right? That, oh, it's just a bunch of people who don't want the bridge. Okay, put me on record again. I want the bridge. I want infrastructure. I want to look at the ways to pay for it. I want to look at... Oh, don't do this to me again. I want to talk about how you get more federal money, how you bond it through the state, and how you maybe reduce the price of the project in the first place. That doesn't mean I don't support the bridge. All right, that meeting 6 to 8 tonight. I'm back at noon today for Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher on the way next. I'm telling you, I'm coming back there. Y'all, I've had enough of that. The minute you start to mess around.